I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations on tuning into the best show you could possibly be tuned into, where you will learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the discipline and confidence you have exhibited has yet to produce the result you expected. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go get it, make things happen, instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all this together, you have the mindset and the podcast that we call Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Congratulations on being here. Happy to have you here. Today's topic is if you're going to be putting yourself out there online when it comes to making content, you're going to do a live stream, you're going to write a blog, you're going to send emails, you're going to publish a book, you're going to start a podcast, you're going to make videos on YouTube, you're going to be on Snapchat or Instagram. If you're going to be putting content out there to your audience, you got to give them your best stuff. Any kind of content. This doesn't have to be online. If you're going to go speak on stage, if you're going to go consult people, if you're going to go help people out for free and not charge them anything just so you can show them how good you are before you make them an offer for something they got to pay for, you got to give your audience your best stuff. Yes, you got to give your audience your best stuff. Now, I understand in the business world, you got to sell. If you don't sell something, you don't sell a product in exchange for money, you're not going to have any money. I understand that you want to sell. You want to sell your stuff. You want to sell yourself. Well, understanding that giving your audience your best stuff up front from the very beginning, from the gate, like we say, that is the key. And I'm going to explain to you exactly why that's the key. And the reason I'm talking about this topic today is, well, one obvious reason is that a lot of people want to start their own business. I run into and meet a lot of people who want to do their own thing. Not everybody wants to do their own thing. But I meet a lot of people who do, probably because I do my own thing. So people see me and they say, hey, I want to do my own thing too. Maybe they want to get some advice or information from me, but they ask me, hey, how do I put my stuff out there? I mean, I got the stuff that I want to sell, but how do I get people to even get into the stuff that I want to sell if I'm putting my best stuff out there in front? I'm putting my best stuff out there and not charging them for it. How am I going to sell them anything? How do I do that? Everything can't be given away for free. I had somebody say that to me before. I'm going to explain to you here today why you got to give your best stuff to any audience that you have. I don't care if you go stand on the corner and you start performing in the street, or you start giving a motivational speech in the street. If you record your podcast outside, if you want to write a blog post and put it out, write your best stuff and give it out for free on your website every single day and tweet it out on Twitter, you got to give your best stuff to your audience. I'm going to explain to you exactly why. Point number one. The reason why you give your best topics, your best ideas, and your best content right from the very beginning. There's a reason why, because people are like, well, if I give them my best stuff, what am I going to sell them? How am I going to sell my product? How am I going to get anybody to buy my book? How am I going to get anybody to fill in the blank, anything that's going to make them money if I'm giving them all my best stuff from the beginning? Here's one reason why you give all your best stuff from the beginning. It's attention. The reason you give your best stuff to your audience from the very beginning. When I started this podcast, I started writing down topic ideas and the ideas were just flowing out of me. There was no governor on the ideas. I didn't say, okay, I didn't ever come up with an idea. Never still to this day have I come up with an idea for this podcast and then canceled the idea and said, okay, I can't share that one because it's too good. I can't share that because that's too high level. I can't share that one because if I give people that one, they're not going to buy my book or sign up for my course or anything else that I'm selling, or get on a consultation with me or hire me to speak. I'm not going to do that because then I'm giving it all away. People are not going to want to buy it. That's not the way it works, people. The reason when I started this podcast, I thought of all the best ideas I could think of. And to this day, when I think of a great idea, something that I can expound upon and talk about in detail on camera, I write it down and then I come record it and do it here on this podcast. I'm not holding anything back from this audience when I put this stuff out here. And over 600 plus episodes, every single day I'm giving you my best stuff. I'm telling you why. Number one reason is attention. Number one reason is attention. What do I mean by attention? Why do you got to give your best stuff to people to get attention, Drake? Why can't you give them your B level or your C level stuff and still get people's attention? I mean, you get people's attention from that, can't you, Dre? No. It's 2018, people. This is what you need to understand in 2018. This is very important. For any of you who's going to be out there putting content out, I don't care if you're standing on a stage, if you're working as a consultant, if you are a teacher in school, if you are a podcaster, if you are a blogger, if you're a vlogger doing videos, people will not stick around to see your B-level material. People do not want to see B, C, and D-level material. They won't stick around. Why? Because there's somebody else offering A-level material right next door, one click away, one room away, one podcast away. They don't need to hear your B-level garbage. You got to give them your A-level stuff up front because that's the only way you're going to get anybody's attention. Understand this. In 2017, 2018, 2019, there is so much stuff out there. Some of it's garbage and some of it's really good. If you can't compete with the stuff that's really good, you're not going to have anybody's attention. You'll have a whole lot of content out there. You'll be writing every single day, making videos every day, publishing your podcast all the time. If it's not your best stuff, nobody's going to pay attention to it because they just don't have to. They got too many other options of actual good stuff. If I started to censor myself and doing this podcast and start putting out my B-level topics, whatever the hell that would even mean. I don't even know what that means, B-level topics, because I don't do that. I've never operated that way. And I put out more content on the internet than any human being alive. That's just a fact. I don't operate on, let me put out my B-level stuff. I don't hold stuff back. What I do, if I'm going to put out something that's going to cost, then I'm going to go to an even higher level than where I've already been. But it's not because I've been holding it back. See, it's just a different mindset of the way that you're looking at things. But the number one reason, staying on my point here, is to get people's attention. People won't stay around if your stuff is B-level. It has to be stuff that people say, wow. It has to be something that makes people think, something that makes people want to share, something that touches people's emotions, something that people say, wow, this is very valuable to me. I could really learn from this. I wonder if this person is going to do this again. Oh, you do this every day, I'm subscribing. Oh, you talk about this all the time, I'm following. Oh, you do this all the time, I'm liking it. This is what gets people's attention. You got to get them your best stuff. You can't get them the garbage these days. You can't get away with giving garbage and then hoping that you get to keep their attention long enough to sell them the good stuff. If you don't get people your best stuff up front, they won't even be around to know that you got something better. Do you understand? Another reason why you got to give your best stuff up front, your topics, your ideas, your content, is it builds your credibility. And if you have no credibility, you have no audience. I'll repeat, if you have no credibility, you have no audience. So what does credibility mean? Credibility means people knowing that you really, really, really know your topic inside and out. And if they have a question about it, they have a challenge with it, if there's someone to settle a dispute about it, they're going to go look for your stuff and let you give the final word. That's what credibility means. You cannot establish credibility with people by putting out B-level content, because the content won't be high quality enough or high level enough for people to even think of you as an expert. If you're going to sell to people these days as an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, as a business period, people got to see you as an expert in what you talk about. If you're not an expert in what you talk about, why do I need to buy from you? I'll go hear it from the expert, because I guarantee you somebody else talking about it. If you're not better than them, what do I need you for? See, when I create content for this podcast, I'm thinking, you know what? I know I'm not the only person in the world talking about confidence or mental toughness or discipline. My stuff got to be better than their stuff, so I can't hold anything back. Because if their stuff's better than mine, I won't even have an audience to sell to when I get around to offering something. So the second reason why you give your best stuff is to build your credibility. Credible stuff. This is what happens when your stuff is credible. When you show yourself as an expert in what you talk about, people will share it, people will save it, and people will subscribe to it. The three S's. Credibility gets you shared, saved, and subscribed. If people do not share your stuff, they probably don't think it's that great. Now, when people are telling their friends about your show, about your videos, about your Twitter, about your Instagram, about your podcast, that's when you know it's good, when people are telling other people about it. Now, if they tell you that it's great, they're just telling you that because you're standing there. If they're telling their friends when you're not around, that's when it's good. When people are saving your stuff, like, man, I've met people who say, yo, I got your videos downloaded on my phone. Or, you know, just before I came to this tryout, I was watching your video to help me get into the right frame of mind. When people are saving your stuff, they not only consumed it, but they're saving it. They're favoriting it so they can come back to it, putting it on their own playlist, downloading it illegally off the internet. This podcast, you can download as much as you want, but I'm talking about YouTube. Technically, you're not supposed to download them, but y'all get my point. When you're saving it and putting it away for safekeeping so you can come back to it because it's helping you, that's when your stuff is good, when people are saving your stuff. And when people are subscribing, when someone subscribes, that's the first step towards buying. Y'all know that, right? Subscribing is the first step towards buying. When someone subscribes to you, this is what they're doing. They're making a commitment to you. They're making a commitment that says, every time you put something out, I'm giving you permission to let me know about it. That's the commitment that they make. It's a micro commitment. It's a very small commitment, but it's a commitment. It's more than nothing. It's more than giving no commitment, and where you have no relationship, you can do nothing with those people. This small commitment is an important commitment because the people who are committed to hearing from you will listen when you have something to offer. You understand that? You got to get people's commitment. When people share your stuff, they are committing themselves. Because what are they committing? They're committing their reputation for knowing what's good to their friends. If I go to my friend Sally and say, Sally, you really got to listen to this podcast called Work on Your Game. It's really good. This dude, Dre, all day, he's really good. And she listens to it and she thinks it's terrible. Now, the next time I recommend something to Sally, she's going to be like, I don't know. Because the last thing you recommended me wasn't any good. So I'm putting my reputation on the line. Again, in a small way, a micro way, I'm putting my reputation on the line by sharing it with another person. When I save something, I'm telling myself this is important enough for me to come back to. And when I subscribe to something, I'm making a commitment. Hey, you can let me know every time you put something else out. That's what happens when you're credible. If you're not credible, meaning you're not putting out stuff that is so good that people are like, damn, this person really knows their stuff, you're not going to have any subscribers. You're not going to have anyone sharing your stuff, and nobody's going to save it because it's no good. It's whack. I could have got that stuff 10 years ago. Now, you can't do it anymore. It's no good. Point number two. And today's topic is, if you're going to be putting yourself out there in anything, again, in sales, online, you must be giving your best stuff up front. Number two, when you're really good at what you do, and you're really giving your best of what you have, you're really putting your best stuff out there, and you are really good, you're really credible, this is what happens. People who are listening to you, people who are subscribed to you, sharing your stuff, saving your stuff, eventually they're going to kind of get, they're going to get a little bit overwhelmed. This is what happens when people are, when they kind of just get into somebody. Have you ever found out about somebody online, or maybe you already knew about them, but you never paid attention, but then you start listening to their stuff or watching their stuff or reading their stuff, and you think it's so good, and then you find yourself going down a rabbit hole. You find yourself saving like 30 of their videos, and you're like, damn, I got to listen to like 60 of these podcast episodes, or I got to go through their whole Twitter and see all the stuff they posted, or go through their Instagram, or I got to buy all the books that they ever wrote. And you find yourself kind of going down that rabbit hole with a person because you see how much good stuff they have. Eventually, it's going to be like overwhelming. Like, man, I can't watch all 300 of these videos or listen to all 600 of these podcasts in one day, but I'm going to slowly get through it. This is what happens. People will know that they're not going to remember every single thing that you said. They can't apply every single thing that you told. They can't learn everything that you know. because they don't have the resources to do it. Because to learn everything that you know and apply everything that you've applied and remember everything that you said takes a whole lot of time, a whole lot of energy, and a whole lot of focus. And from the people who are in that group, this is not going to be everybody. Not everybody's going to go down a rabbit hole with you. Some people will subscribe to you, and what they hear, they hear. What they see, they see. If they miss it, they miss it. That's okay. Everybody's not going to be your fanatic. Everybody's not going to be your customer. Not everybody's going to subscribe to you. Some people are going to come in and out, and that's okay. There's 8 billion people in the world. You'll be all right without one. Just understand that the people in that group who feel that overwhelmed because they know they want to consume as much of you as they possibly can, when they start to feel that overwhelmed, the people in that group who are the buyers, they buy. This is where you make your money. The buyers will buy because not everybody's going to be a buyer. All right? There's some people who will consume every piece of free stuff you put out and will never spend $1. This is people. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them. Doesn't mean you did anything wrong. There's no hack or strategy to get that person to come up off that $1. They're just not buyers. Not everybody's going to be a buyer. But the people who are, you got to be putting your credible stuff out there. You got to establish yourself as credible immediately. I mean, when you look at a video these days, if you click on a YouTube video or someone sends you a link like, hey, watch this video, what's the first thing you look at when you start watching that video? I already know the answer. The first thing you look at is, how long is this video? How much time do I have to give to this? This better be good. And if it's 3 minutes, you give it 30 seconds to be interesting. True or not true? Maybe you did the same thing with me. When you heard about this podcast, you said, I'm going to listen to one episode. If this dude is any good, I'll keep listening. But if he's garbage, I'm not listening to all of the 500. If he ain't good on the first one, forget it. And whichever one of those 500 it was, I better have been good on that one or I lost you. Right? We don't have time. We don't have time to go through B-level stuff. Why? Because there's a million other people putting out stuff that might be A-level, and we got to go check those out. We don't have to give time to your 30 seconds of B-level garbage when I can get straight A-level stuff from the very first second. You understand? When you're really good and giving your best, those people who are buyers, they'll eventually buy, but they can't buy if they're not paying attention. They won't pay attention if your stuff is not your best stuff from the very beginning. Point number three, let me give you a disclaimer here. I got a couple disclaimers I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you three disclaimers. Point number three is the first disclaimer. Giving less than your best. If you know you have some really good stuff to put out there, some really good stuff to share with people, and you're not giving it, you're giving some watered down version of your best stuff, that is both dishonest and unethical. It's unethical because you know what your best is and you're not giving it. If you know what your best level is and you're not giving it, that's unethical. All right, you're not abiding by a code of ethics of doing your best. And I don't know why you would listen to a podcast called Work on Your Game and not give your best. That just doesn't make sense. Decide which one you want to pick. Either stop listening to this podcast or commit to giving your best. One or the other. But you can't do both at the exact same time. And it's also dishonest. You're telling people, give me your attention, subscribe to me, share my stuff, save my stuff, but I'm not going to give you the best stuff that I have. That's dishonest. You're establishing a dishonest relationship with your audience. That's the first disclaimer. Here's the second disclaimer, point number four. Not everybody's going to buy from you, no matter how great you are. And I kind of already explained that. Understand that not everybody who subscribed to you is going to buy from you. Y'all understand there's a difference between a subscriber and a customer, right? See, just because you got a certain number of subscribers don't mean you're going to have that number of customers. And don't expect not even a percentage. Don't even try to think of a percentage number of your subscribers who are actually going to buy. It's probably going to be a smaller percentage than you thought it was. Not every subscriber is a buyer. Any of you who's going to get into the internet field and build a brand or build a personal brand or you want to become an influencer, any of those things, understand that a subscriber and a buyer are two completely different entities and they are very loosely related. Very, very loosely related. Point number five. Here's another disclaimer. People can't buy from you if you don't have anything to sell. You ever thought about that? You can have a whole lot of subscribers, but if you have nothing to sell, people can't buy from you. The more products you have available, at least if they're good, if they're relevant to what people are looking for from you, the more sales you can make. This is why I'm always creating. As much as I create this content that you can get from me for free, I'm also creating stuff that people can buy. Some stuff that you'll know about, some stuff you won't know about, depending on who you are, what market you're in, what audience you are. I sell different stuff to different audiences. But you got to have products. If you don't have anything to sell, people can't buy from you. Even if they love you, what are they going to buy if you ain't got anything? What if you only got one product? All right, I bought you one product like 6 months ago. You ain't got nothing else? All right, eventually that money's going to burn a hole in their pocket. They're going to go spend it somewhere else because you don't have anything to offer. So you got to have products. If you want to get people's money, you got to have products. That's the way it works, right? Point number six. So we got the three disclaimers out the way. Point number six. If you're kind of stuck on his last point there that I said about products, how am I going to sell a product, Dre? I got an audience. It's not a huge audience, but it's an audience. I want to sell something to them, but I don't have a product. How do I even begin making a product? Well, here's a helpful hint for you. Anyone can sell a service. See, a service you don't have to create. You don't have to create a service. Here's a service. Training is a service. Someone comes to you and says, hey, you're pretty good at that. Can you teach me how to do it? Yes, it'll cost you this much money for this much time. We can start tomorrow. Pay me. All right, there you go. That's a product. Training is a product. Coaching works the exact same way. Consulting works the exact same way. Someone sees that you can teach them something. They ask you if you can teach them. You say, yes, this is how much it's going to cost. This is what you get for that price. Pay me right now, and we'll figure out when we're going to start. That's a product right there. So anyone can do that right on the spot. You don't need a website to do that. You don't need any fancy software to do that. You don't even need to Google anything to do that. All you got to do is decide on the price, decide what you're going to offer, and start helping people. That's it. All offering a service is this. Let me explain what a service means. You want to know what I know in order to help yourself. Pay me money, and I'll help you do it. I'm going to say that sentence one more time. If you could find yourself saying this to anybody, you can sell a service. I'm going to say it again so you can remember it. You want to know what I know in order to help you. Pay me, and I'll help you do it. If someone wants to know what you know in order that they can help themselves get into a better situation, make more money, be a better person, be happier, be stronger, be faster, live longer, grow taller, whatever it is, if you can teach them and they believe you can teach them, you have a product to offer. All you got to do is offer it to them, but you got to make the offer. You got to be willing to make the sale. And if you have any challenges making sales, go to dreallday.com/podcast and using your browser's find function, just look up the word sell, S-E-L-L, and sales, S-A-L-E-S. I have several episodes on selling that will help you out. I will tell you as detailed as I've been with you today, understand that, yes, it's true. I do this every single day on this podcast, 100% for free. And this saves you, listen, those of you who are, back to point number six, any of you who's trying to figure out, hey, how can I sell my service? And I just told you how. This will save you time. It'll save you energy. And is a sure result. That's what they buy. You're offering them a sure result because they know that you know what they need to know. So they can see that this is going to be a result. They're working directly with you. So it's not like they're getting a product and it's them and the product and they got to figure it out. It's them and you. All right. So you know how to get the result. All you got to do is trade your time for that money. You're in business. Now, you may not spend your whole life trading time for money because then you won't have any time left. But this is how you can start. I still, even to this day, still trade some time for money. And let me give you a secret. I've dedicated an entire podcast episode to that exact topic, why I still trade some time for money. That's episode number 182, dreallday.com/182. You can listen to that episode. But go to that podcast page, dreallday/podcast, so you can see every episode I've given here of my best stuff. Y'all know this is my best stuff that I'm giving out here. I don't hold anything back content-wise on this podcast. Let's recap today's topic. And I think you can understand that. If I wasn't giving you my best stuff, you wouldn't be listening. Because somebody else would have some better stuff and you'd be like, all right, this stuff is kind of okay. But no. All right, point number one. And today's topic again is why you should give your audience your best stuff. Number one, when you give your best topics, your ideas, and your content, what happens is you get people's attention because people will not pay attention to stuff that is not the best that they can get. Because there are so many options for getting stuff these days. If your stuff is not the best people can get, they're not going to get it from you. They're going to get it somewhere else. And another reason is it builds your credibility. Credibility shows that you're an expert, shows that you know what the hell you're talking about. And credible stuff gets shared, saved, and subscribed to. Point number two, when you're really good at what you do and you're really giving your best, people are eventually going to go down that rabbit hole with you. They're going to see how much stuff you have because when you're really good, you're going to have a lot of stuff out there. This is another secret for you noticing or recognizing when you're looking at an expert, they got a lot of stuff out there. People who are kind of okay, maybe on their way, but amateurs, they don't have a lot of stuff out there. Experts got a lot of stuff out there, so much that you can't consume it all. Those are the experts. And yes, that is a self-serving point that I'm giving you, but it is actually true and it applies across the board. You go look at other people who are experts. Name five people you know to be experts. I guarantee they got so much content out there, you couldn't consume it all in one day. That's just a fact. Point number two, when you're really good at what you do and you're giving your best and those people are getting overwhelmed, what happens is the buyers will buy. The buyers will buy when they see how good you are and how much stuff you have. And not everybody's a buyer. And that goes right into point number three. Disclaimer, giving less than your best is dishonest and unethical because you know you could give more You are asking people for something without giving them your best in exchange. That's dishonest. Not giving your best is unethical when you know you could go to a higher level. Point number four, disclaimer. Not every subscriber is going to buy. A subscriber and a buyer are two different things. They are not necessarily related. X number of subscribers does not equal X number of buyers. Maybe not even always a percentage of X number of buyers. Trust me. Point number five, disclaimer. People can't buy from you if you don't have products. You got to have something to offer people. Rack your brain. Think about it. How do you come up with something to offer people? I may do a whole episode on that topic. How to actually create a product that you can offer people to actually buy if you want to have some products to sell. Number six, anyone can sell a service. If you don't have a product to offer, you can sell a service. A service is a product also, but instead of it being something that people actually get that has nothing to do with you, you offer them the service of you. Your actual physical presence can be the service. You can do that in the form of consulting, which is basically being an extra brain for a person. Coaching, which is you prodding a person along to do what they need to do. Also training. If someone just wants you to sit with them and go with them step by step through a process for them to equal a result, that's training. And you can do that easily. Here's the mindset behind training, coaching, and consulting. Here it is. If you have this mindset, you can do these. You want to know what I know in order to help you. All right. In order to get you where you want to go, you need to know what I know. You pay me money and I'll help you do it. You can say that yourself towards anyone or any group of people, hopefully, because if it's the larger the group, the more product opportunities you have, that'll put you in business. It saves that person time. It saves that person energy. And they know they're getting a sure result because they're working with the person who knows how to get it. That's what people pay for. And if you're not giving your audience your best stuff, you can never get to that point. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.